Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, D Hour Radio Network. D Slade in the building. What's going on with you, everybody? Welcome, welcome. Yes, officially it's Friday. Friday it is on this lovely January 31st, 2014. Yes, indeed, we are here. And what's going on is that this is the last day of January because starting tomorrow officially starts Black History Month, and it goes down starting tomorrow. So I got a few pre-Black History Month things I'm going to be talking about today concerning the film and television industry, because the new radio show debuting tonight, On Screen Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome for joining us on Screen Radio tonight. I am your host, D Slate, and I also have my brother, CK, in the building. Now, my bros, Leo, was supposed to be on tonight. He can't be on with us tonight. He's got a few things he's doing. And I was still waiting for my brother A-Town to get in the building. But I got my bro CK in the building, getting it in with us tonight. We also have our producer of On Screen Radio and our new correspondent for On Screen Radio, Miss PJ, in the building. CK, what's good, my brother?
Hey, DJ. Hey, CK. How's everybody doing?
Woo-hoo!
It's good to be home, child, on a Friday,
yes,
out of all days of the week.
Yes. Well, you know, there's been some changes, CK. There's been some changes. We no longer have the Tuesday spot on the network anymore. So we have ATS show, which is All Things Sports, which is on Tuesdays now. And so now we have our brand new show on Friday, On Screen Radio. And our On Screen Radio show is dedicated to the television and film industry, everything related to the television and film industry. It's On Screen Radio, and that's where we come in on this debut night tonight on January 31st. Mark the calendar, so this is the day On Screen Radio came to your internet radio station, the Hour Radio Network. PJ, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, D Slate, for allowing me to be on your wonderful, wonderful show. I'm ecstatic to be in the studio with my brother, CK. Woo-hoo! High five!
Hey!
Yes. I'm telling you, D-Slate, thank you for allowing me to produce this wonderful segment. Everyone that I've given information about this new show is ecstatic. Here on the East Coast, we definitely are advocates for film, television, producing, directing, and you name it. So this is going to be in our element. I am so ecstatic and so excited. Thank you.
Well, thank you, DJ. Thank you for joining us on this momentous occasion tonight as we debut on Screen Radio. Definitely, guys, let everybody know that's tuning in right now. Tonight on Screen Radio, we have a special guest who's going to join us tonight, the beautiful Miss Jennifer Lewis. The mega diva actress herself, Jennifer Lewis, is going to be joining us tonight on Screen Radio. We're going to be talking with her. And definitely, I'm sending it out to everybody right now. Jennifer definitely loves to talk to the fans. So all fans of Jennifer Lewis, definitely make sure to call in, 718-766-4553. Please call in, people. Call in and let your voice be heard. Don't be sitting there listening to the show, talking and asking questions at the computer. You ain't got to do that. Just call 219-786-4553, 718-786-4553. You can talk to the beautiful and the talented Ms. Jennifer Lewis, who's going to be joining us in a few minutes. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked. And if you are an R&B artist, hip-hop artist, gospel artist, actor, actress, comedian, poet, you would like to be featured on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. So definitely make sure you guys do that. If you have a business website you like to advertise on our network, no problem. All you have to do is contact us, and it's no problem at all. dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com. I got my brother, A-Town, in the building. A-Town, what's good?
What's up, baby? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, A-Town, in the building. I got CK A-Town. We got our producer, news correspondent, PJ, in the building. Oh, yeah, the fam is in the building tonight. So it's going down. My brother A-Town is in the building. So you already know, CK's in the building, A-Town's in the building. So that means that the number one segment on the D-Hour Radio Network, Real Men Talking, is going down tonight. So definitely, if you have your questions, ladies, if you got your love questions, make sure you can post them on Facebook or you can call in and you can ask the questions yourself. Absolutely. So again, we're going to take a quick music break. When we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with the beautiful and the talented Miss Jennifer Lewis, and we're definitely going to be getting it in with her. And I guarantee, I'm telling you, mega diva, over 300 films under her credit. Jennifer Lewis is just, she's everything all you up-and-coming actresses want to be. She's that and more. So definitely make sure you guys call in, so we can get it in with the lovely Miss Jennifer Lewis tonight. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going down on Screen Radio. A-Town, CK, PJ, your boy D-Slate. Oh, it's going down tonight. Make sure you don't go anywhere. D-Hour Radio Network got some hits for you. We're going to start it off with a little tribute to the brothers who joined us last night on Celebrity Thursday, Ready for the World, with their new single, PlayStation. Let's go.
Telling your friends about me and I didn't quite understand the real reason why I wasn't the kind of guy in your life. Said you got me tired of him on the couch, playing that damn game every day and night. And when are you gonna get some time? Oh, prepping for that PlayStation. She went online and started new relations. She didn't know why her man was playing these games. All she knew, she didn't love him the lame. She left him for that PlayStation. She met her friend and wanted sensation. She don't know why her man was playing these games. All she know, she don't love him the same. Telling yourself your friends are all dead and wrong. Telling you your man is too damn grown not to pay you attention. Sitting there while the sun was punching on control, but he could be sitting there sipping on Patron and doing them freaking things to you. Oh, why am I to blame for these love games? Yeah. For that PlayStation, she went online and started new relations. She didn't know why her man was playing these games. All she knew, she didn't love him the lame. She left him for that PlayStation. She met her friend and wanted sensation. She don't know why her man was playing these games. All she know, she done love him the same.
Tonight, text me. Knowing me and you got that mental telepathy, meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga bread, they popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep you warm, but in a chinchilla. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week you're my five-course meal for real.
This is Terrence Howard. My mother was the cornerstone of our family. She shaped me as an actor, a musician, as a human being. So when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, it was like our whole family got cancer. And she died when she was only 56, so this is personal. Now hopefully my heartbreak is your wake-up call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but you can prevent this disease. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. I've been screened. If you think that you're at an increased risk like I am, ask your doctor when to start screening. And if you're 50 or older, get screened. I don't have my mother anymore. So please, do everything that you can to stay around for yourself and for your family. Screening saves lives.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DR Radio Network, D Slate in the building, D Slate in the family. I got my peoples in the building, CK, A-Town, and PJ getting in right here playing the hits. That was John Legend with his single Tonight from the hit movie Think Like a Man. And speaking of that hit movie, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to introduce our special guest for tonight. Jennifer Lewis is a versatile entertainer whom the New York Times hailed as mega diva, and that's an understatement. She is one of Hollywood's busiest actresses with more than 300 film and TV appearances to her credit. Known as the Black Mother of Hollywood, Jennifer's latest movies include Baggage Claim and two upcoming releases from Sony Pictures, Think Like a Man 2 and The Wedding Ringer. Jennifer's uniquely recognized voice is adored by Disney fans worldwide in animated roles such as Flo in Cars and Mama Odie in The Princess and the Frog. She delivers legendary performances as Tina Turner's mother in What's Love Got to Do with It and The Preacher's Wife as the mother of Whitney Houston. In 2010, she portrayed the distraught mother Candace opposite Matt Damon and Clint Eastwood's chair actor. And so much more incredible films under her belt to this day. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our honor and it is our pleasure to introduce the beautiful and the talented Mrs. Jennifer Lewis.
Hey!
How are you doing, Miss Lewis? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are good. We are so blessed to have you on the show with us tonight, on the air with us tonight. It's such an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I know I have some really great questions that I want to get in with you definitely, but I know my co-hosts, I always like to let them get theirs in first, and of course, ladies first. PJ, you have any questions for Ms. Lewis?
Well, first and foremost, I would like to say happy belated birthday, Ms. Jennifer Lewis.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, we have something in common. I'm January 22nd, and I believe you are a couple of days after that. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Yay.
Yes, as coined the term, Black Mother of Hollywood. You know, I thought I would never, ever, ever be starstruck, but right now I can't get myself together. I am speaking to the legendary Jennifer Lewis. I'm beside myself right now. I'm telling you, aside of all of your 300-plus movies, film, television accreditation that you've done, you know, my favorite all-time, you know, I can't even get my words together, and this never happens. But I loved you and, you know, Girlfriends. I loved you as the boss of Tom Hanks and Castaway. People are not cognizant of that. Also, in Dirty Laundry, you were a scream. So I am truly, truly a fan. I love you in that movie. That movie is awesome. But what I would
Thank
love
you.
To say, you're absolutely welcome, Ms. Lewis. What I would love to say to you is that not only are you a contribution to the industry, but you give back to the community so much, and we never, ever, ever hear about that. So I want to say thank you publicly for that. What advice
well, listen,
do you have?
Well, listen, I just want you guys. What, go on, darling. Go on.
I was going to say, what advice do you have for up-and-coming African-American actresses, which I made a point to stress that and highlight that because it's so imperative. You carry yourself with such dignity and respect as a working actress and an epic actress. So definitely.
Well, first of all,
yes.
Listen, first of all, I want you guys to calm down because you must already know I am so down to earth. And honey, I am one of you.
That's
I have
good.
A girlfriend.
That's good.
I have a girlfriend who asked me years ago. She says, how does it make you feel when people come up to you on the street and they always want to say hello and take a picture and want an autograph? She said, how does that make you feel? I told her, I said, honey, I am them. Listen, it gives me such pleasure to give back to you young guys. I mean, and first of all, just let me say how proud I am of you. I mean, look at you guys taking things into your own hands and doing
your own.
I just really want to pause for the cause and tell you guys that I am just as proud of you as you are of me. Now, as far as giving advice to young professionals coming up, not only in show business, but in your lives. The number one is find your passion. Just find your passion. Now, Ms. Lewis, how do I know what's my passion? What makes you smile? Not laugh. What makes you smile? Because, see, you can't fake a smile. So, what makes me happy? That's what your passion is. That's how you find your passion. And once you find your passion, do everything you can to live it every day. Study. Work hard. Do the work. Look, I made a speech at the baggage claim Q&A in New York City. And you can go on YouTube and you can actually see it. I had no idea someone was filming it. But basically the message is this. The elevator to success is broken. Take the stairs.
I love that.
And here's the other thing. You always say, oh, I'm going to be happy when I get this. And I'm going to be happy when I get there. Guys, you have to be happy on your way to happy. Do you understand? You can't just say, I'm going to be happy. So, Jennifer Lewis's message to all of you, find your passion and live it. And do everything you can to live your dream. There you go.
Wow. Thank you so very much for that. I'm going to pass the microphone. This is Poetic Justice, the producer that you're speaking with, and your Instagram.
Hi.
So I'm going to pass the microphone. Woo, I'm hyped up now.
Definitely. I love that. And I hope some of the a lot of the up and coming actors and actresses that are that tune in and hang, and listen to us is definitely listening to that. I think that's extremely important for them to know above anything. A Town, you have any questions for Ms. Lewis?
Oh man, I got a bunch of them, but you know me, I got to bring it down to one. First of all, I have to say, as a father of two young children who has seen Cars and Princess and the Frog, Nausea, I know your voice so much, this is like surreal. All my daughters used to say, what you doing? You like Princess and the Frog? And my son would be like, not again. But it brings me to my question. What's the difference between acting for an animated feature versus acting when it's you on the screen with somebody else?
Okay, well, when the camera is in your face, it sees everything. Now, when I'm on stage, which is my first love, when I'm on stage, I know that there's no retakes. You can't go back. You're in the moment. People are laughing, they're thinking, they're crying, and it is one of the greatest feelings in the world because we're in the moment and everything is happening right now. With film, you can be a little looser. There's more focus, of course, in the drama opposed to comedy. But I must tell you, comedy is harder. Because comedy is all about timing. Comedy is all about being as real as you can be, because if you're trying to be funny, you're not funny. It's an inherent animation. Animation is, you have to give it the same deliberate focus. You have to do the same groundwork. But once you, the great thing about animation is you can show up in your pajamas and you don't have to put on any makeup, and then you just become this character and you're standing in a booth alone, and it is so much fun because you can get many, 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 many takes and try as an artist to express yourself 100 different ways. So animation is a lot of fun.
And you get to use the voice of Mama Audie. You be sure you tell your Terry that Mama Audie said hello.
I love it. I love it.
You got me real quick.
You got me feeling like I'm 10 years old over here. I like that. Well, definitely, CK, you have any questions for Ms. Lewis?
Yes, I do. Ms. Lewis, how are you doing?
Very good, darling. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. It's great to have you on. Considering that we're both in the same hometown, St. Louis, it's really, 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 really a pleasure to meet you. I will tell you this, I look forward to seeing you in a movie. No lie, no jokes. Every time I see a movie and I know that you're in it, I'd be happy because when you get into your character, you get into your character. Whether you were playing Tina Turner's mom, the baby girl from Meet the Browns, or any character you get into, you are in full character, and I love that. My question would be for you then is, out of all roles you ever played, what is the one role that you loved the most, that you had the most fun playing?
Okay, well, I have to say that Zelma Bullock as Tina Turner's mother was one of my favorite roles.
Yes.
And then, of course, There was Aunt Helen on Fresh Prince. And then there's a movie called Jackie's Back.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, was my absolute favorite.
Wow.
So, guys, listen, before we get into anything else, I know you have a lot of young listeners. And I just want to say out loud that I want you to get an education. Most of you don't know that, you know, look, here it is. I found my passion very early in life. And I sustained in the business because I did the work. Now, what is doing the work? The work is focusing on what you love to do and doing your best and not going crazy and leave the rest. You can't do everything. See, I was a leader. I studied hard, and I got my degree in theater art. I was trained in the classics, you know. So all I need to tell you is this. Your generation, people, they become stars because they're 20-year-olds, and they're 21-year-old, and they've been on drugs, and they're pretty. Back in my day, we had talent. And Frank Sinatra said something that always stayed with me. Talent will out. So always trust the creativity that is inside of you. Whatever is inside of you, don't look outside of you for the answer. Look in the mirror for the answer. Ask yourself those questions. What's going to make me happy today? And I'll tell you, one of the things that always makes me happy is when I give back to other people, even if that's listening to a friend on the phone, even if that's, you know, going to get a mammogram when I should go get one, taking care of myself,
absolutely,
eating right, drinking water, exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Why have the success if you're not healthy to enjoy it?
That's it.
So just you know, focus in on what you really want to do with your life and do it.
I like it. I think what it does is it just speaks volumes about, you know, about you and your character and basically what you're all about, not just on screen but off screen as well. So I definitely take heed to that, and I know my crew does too. Definitely, the Hour Radio Network, On Screen Radio, D-Slate, we're talking to the lovely and the talented Miss Jennifer Lewis on the line with us right now. You know, Jennifer, what I wanted to ask is, I know that you teamed up with Debbie Allen, and to pay homage to Sunset Boulevard, you guys have Ventura Boulevard going on right now. Tell us a lot about that.
Wow, Ventura Boulevard. It is a comic homage to Sunset Boulevard that starred, of course, the late, great Gloria Swanson and William Holden. The movie's going to be fun and dark. It's all about aging. It's about an aging diva who was a queen of blaxploitation movies. And she will do anything for a comeback. It's going to be hot issues, sex, race, aging, manipulation, and deception. And, honey, I'm going to have, like, 3 sex scenes in this movie. I can't wait.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be coming up in the seat.
Here we go.
Hey, guys, I'm going to be covered up in the sheet, but you better believe I'm going to carry on now.
your
I like that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you can definitely pull it off. You can definitely
pull
it off.
Oh, I'm going to show out. Listen, I'm going to show out in Ventura Boulevard. I got Debbie Allen directing, Mark Alton Brown, and Dee LaDuke wrote the script. And Mark Shaman, who's a five-time Oscar nominee, is going to score the movie. So get ready for Ventura Boulevard. We're going to start filming in August. And the movie will be released sometime in 2015. Guys, I am so excited about Ventura Boulevard.
I'm excited for you. I mean, I definitely can't work. You're working with a stellar cast and some talented individuals. So, and I know a little bit about Sunset Boulevard. So I definitely can't wait. I can't wait to see it.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to.
And by the way, one more thing. One more thing. I will be executive producing this movie. This is a new challenge for me. Yes, I'll be executive producing, and I only stress that because there's so many of you young people now who are taking things into your own hands and telling your own stories. You don't have to wait for these big Hollywood studios to get your story told. You've got new technology. You've got things we didn't have. So I just want to stress, if you want to do a movie, if you want to tell your story, here's two words. Tell it. Just do it. That's one thing. I love that little Nike thing. Just do it. And that's
just
what I'm telling
it.
You.
That's
just
it.
Do it. And you know who gave me some great advice was Yoda. Yoda said, don't try. I love little Yoda. Little Yoda.
I know that's right.
Yoda said, don't try. Do.
Just do. That's it. Miss Lewis hanging out with us right now on screen radio. Miss Lewis, you know, I know we got some callers on the line. We're going to go back to the phone lines. I know your fans definitely want to talk to you, so we'll go to the phone lines and see who we got going on right now.
Okay.
757-724. You're on screen radio with the lovely Miss Jennifer Lewis. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello? Don't be shy.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
All right, then.
Okay.
It's all right. Well, maybe, you know, we'll give them an opportunity to get some little courage, you know, they'll call back. Definitely while we're the people are definitely trying to get up some courage to talk. Jennifer, I wanted to ask you, when you think about television, and I'm gonna stress more television than film, but when you think about television and the way TV is right now and it's been bombarded with reality TV, and which I really don't call it reality TV, but so-called reality TV, and so many different, you know, other television shows going on. I mean, TV is so different now than the way it was, you know, in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and even the early 90s. To me personally, I miss a lot of the great TV shows that I grew up on watching in the 80s and the 90s and the 70s. And it seems that we're not getting back to that. And I think that's why, you know, so many people are watching Netflix and, you know, Hulu and so many other different things, and so many television shows are getting axed because people aren't watching it. So, what do you think the difference is, and why is it so different now, and why is it, you know, I mean, and what is your take on reality television?
Look, here it is, guys. Wow, things have truly changed.
Yes, they
and
have.
I must tell you, I can't tell you that it's changed for the better. There is so much trash on television. And that's why I stress that you guys have to tell your own story. You have to write your own script. Reality TV like you said, it's not TV, it's reality at all. They manipulate those scripts. They tell people what to do, and you think it's reality. They set up people fighting. They set up people lying to each other. It's pure trash. Mm-hmm. And most of those shows are parasites for our children.
Yes,
I don't even watch television. I watch movies of my own choice, my own choosing, and I watch very few of the dramas on some of the, HBO and that sort of thing. But and Nature Channel, TBS. Look. It's trash out there, guys. I'm telling you, it's all trash. You have not seen me on a reality TV show because it's trash. I can't go on enough about it. It's taken away true talent that could be giving you great performances, and they've got our people just throwing drinks in each other's faces, slapping each other, and what is that going to do for the next generation, I ask you? What is that teaching our children?
Wow.
Now listen, let me distinguish between trash and art.
There it is, yes.
Okay, listen. We live in, as many problems as we have, we live in a great country where we have freedom of speech. So it's not like you can stop anybody from doing anything, but you can shut it down by not watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, I remember one of my girlfriends had a show, and all she would tell her fans or her, their audience, don't read those trash magazines. Just read them in the store. Don't buy them. If you have to read them, read it in the store. But don't buy it. Don't support that are not, what is the word? Look, here it is on a slab, y'all. If you do anything and a two-year-old is standing in front of you, how you feel about it? What are you teaching the next generation? And now it's the internet. They're going to see everything. There's no, the Hall of Records is on YouTube. So,
that's true.
In other words, be responsible. Be responsible for what you put out there in the world. Whether it's singing, writing,
I like that.
You just be very conscious of what you're putting out into the world.
I think I want to use that, Ms. Lewis. The Hall of Records is on YouTube. I like that. I definitely like that. I wholeheartedly agree with you. Also, I want to congratulate you on Think Like a Man, incredible movie. Big shout-out to the cast, incredible cast, fantastic director, and you guys are getting ready to do the sequel. What's that like for you and the rest of the cast?
Well, the sequel, which is Think Like a Man 2, has already been shot. They're actually in post-production right now. It's scheduled to open in June. But let me tell you, honey, we had a blast in Vegas shooting that movie. It was so hot in Vegas, you could try an egg. I'm telling you, on the sidewalk, it was crazy.
Yes.
So we were forced to kind of stay inside. And everybody really bonded again. Everybody knew what the characters were. We were very comfortable walking in. Tim Story was a great director. Will Packer, great producer. Clint Culpepper, James Lopez. It was an incredible crew. And you know Kevin Hart is at the top of the charts now, honey. So the movie
yes,
is going to be fabulous. and the Taraji P. Hensons and Regina Hall and Lala Anthony and Gabrielle Union and Michael Ealy and Terrence J. The whole company is back. So it's going to be quite the movie.
I can't wait. I definitely can't wait. Now, I also hear that you're doing a movie called The Wedding Ringer. What is that? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's also with Kevin Hart. That's going to come out in 2015. And it's going to be such a great film also. They've got Kevin, really in his niche in this particular movie. And he's all over the place. He's going to be, I'm telling you, Kevin is a fool, and you can tell him I said that.
I know he is. He definitely is. well, I know, just to see that, you know, you've been involved in so many incredible movies and incredible films. You got so many films under your belt, and, you know, I know theater is your first love, and, you know, do you have anything theater-wise or that you're going to be working on, any major plays or anything that,
No theater right now. I just, like I said, last July I performed at in New York, and the New York Times dubbed me Mega, which I have to tell you, honey, I was so excited about that because, you know, every time they review me, they compare me to forces of nature. It's funny. They say Hurricane Lewis hits New York. An atomic bomb could go off on the other side of the stage, and you wouldn't take your eyes off Jennifer Lewis. And then one critic said Jennifer Lewis' singing voice is half laser beam, half lava flow. Now listen, I can sit here and quote these reviews to you, but I got to tell you, I am humbled, really humbled by when the critics really captured the essence of my performances, because I don't give 100%. I never have. I give 2,000%. And why is that? I give 2,000%. Television, film, stage, because I love what I do, guys. I love what I do.
And I think that's important. I think that's important for any entertainer, because if you don't love what you do, it definitely shows in your work. And like TK said earlier, every role that you portray, every role that you're in, every character that you portray, you see it and you can feel it personally. And I think for Hollywood to deem you as the black mother of Hollywood and a mega diva, I think that's an understatement, because I truly do think that anytime you perform, just like you said, you put 2,000% into it, and it shows, and it clearly shows.
Well, I also want to stress that it's not just in show business. I want whatever you guys are going into, grab hold of it. But here's one of the things I did. In order to sustain in the business, because I know I don't have to tell you about how people become stars and then they burn out very quickly. It happens because they're not ready. And then I go back to the elevator to success is broken. Take the stairs. And if you take the stairs, you can take it in. So when you get to where you really want to be, which we never do, if you're a human being, you're constantly wanting something. Think about it. So take the time to enjoy where you are. I can't stress that enough. See, I can sit here and tell you about all the movies, and like you said, I've done, what, 63 movies, 200, what is it, wait a minute, hold on. I've done, and let me tell you, I keep these numbers in my head because sometimes I have to pinch myself. I'm just a little girl from, you know, a little country town in St. Louis, Missouri, and now I'm a success in Hollywood. So all I can tell you guys is what I did. It was the dream itself that sustained me. When I found myself feeling bad and wanting to quit and give up, I had to pound things in my head like, it's when your heart is hit that you mustn't quit. And somehow I'd get up. But because I loved what I did, I could get up. And that's why I can't stress it enough. I can, like I said, I can sit here and tell y'all about how fabulous I am and da-da-da-da-da-da. My job now is to give it back and tell y'all how I did it.
I like that. Yes. Well, I'm glad you definitely tell me how to do it because I'm truly inspired, just especially by what you just said in your last comment. That definitely inspired me, and I truly do believe that, you know, when you're trying to achieve something, if there's something that you want to accomplish, you have a dream, that as soon as that doubt starts to creep up in your mind, you just got to pound that in your head and just got to keep going and say, hey, I just got to keep doing this, and I have to stick to it. And if anybody agrees with that, I definitely agree with that.
And, you know, here's the other thing I'm going to tell you. If you are doing something every day that you don't enjoy doing, what does that say about you? What does that say about your health? You can't be healthy if you're miserable.
Mm. That's true.
See, that's the...
Wow.
That's what I want to give back to you guys. I want you to eat healthy. Take care of yourself physically, spiritually, mentally. Make a difference in this world. You've got a black president, for Christ's sake. Act like it.
Woo!
Preach. That's right.
Preach. Preach.
And tomorrow starts Black History Month. So I bet people better definitely start acting like it.
Come on now.
Definitely. Let's see, PJ, you have any closing comments for our guest, Ms. Lewis?
Wow. Well, you know, it's a lot of things that are actually going through my mind right now, speaking with a strong black woman who is in Hollywood, who is making a difference, who's actually not just a working entertainer, but also an advocate of life. I have learned so much today, or tonight rather, from Ms. Lewis in regards to write your own story, take the stairs. I mean, that is so inspiring because oftentimes when you find something that you love, you will never work another day in your life. And, you know, Ms. Jennifer Lewis, you're so compassionate as into what you do. What you do, and also you're giving pearls and you're giving wisdom to others for them to also be successful. So, you know, for that, I applaud you. I salute you in so many different ways, and I'm so glad to share the same astrological sign with you, Aquarius. Yeah. Woo!
Aquarius, that's,
you know,
right, Aquarius.
We're interesting people.
When the
that's
moon
right.
is in the seventh house,
sing.
And Jupiter is lined with Mars. Don't start me, girl. The age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius.
They're not ready.
Okay.
They're not ready.
They're not ready, girl, for the Aquarians, girl.
That's right. We are the sign, the water barriers. We are the carriers and the disseminaries. And if you want to stare, you stare too long because we're gone. We're Aquarius. That's
on,
what we
girl.
Do. Yes, we're Aquarius.
Oh, girl.
So I just want to just say I applaud you. I am so motivated as a filmmaker myself, as a playwright myself, as a poet, as an advocate. I feel like I have an auntie, a big sister that's on the phone. I mean, truly, you're so humble, and I've heard that from people in Hollywood. So to experience it myself, I truly, truly applaud you, and I just thank you for your contribution to this industry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
A-Town, do you have any closing comments for Ms. Lewis?
Wow, I have descriptions. Marvelous, wonderful, great laugh, great time. I'm better for this conversation. Better for this conversation.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad.
You know,
I want you guys to know it's always a two-way street. I learned from you also. You know?
Yes.
I learned from you also. I'm proud of you guys.
We're absolutely proud of you. And like I said, it's truly a blessing to get an opportunity to speak with you and talk to you because we're all huge fans of your work. And speaking of fans, before we finish our closing comments with you, we have a caller on the line that wants to speak with you. So let's get the caller on. Caller 623-217, you're on screen radio with the lovely Miss Jennifer Lewis. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi,
Joyce. How are you doing?
Great. I absolutely love you. My question for you is, I'm going to give you three names, and I'd like to know what you think of these three stars that you've worked with, Whitney Houston, James Avery, and Angela Bassett.
Wow.
Okay, well, Angela, I have to say, is a method actress. She pretty much stays in character. She knows how to have fun. We had a lot of fun when we did Meet the Brown, and I played her sister. And when I came in with that dirt on my face, she didn't quite know what to do with me. My peers, all of my peers don't know quite what to do with me because, look, honey, I come at full force, okay? I walk in with the gesture that Morpheus did in The Matrix. You know that little hand where he's like, come on?
Morpheus
put his hand out to Keanu Reeves, and he says when they're doing the karate, and he does the stance, and then he puts his arms out straight, and then he beckons to him to come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I live my life. I'm like, come on, baby.
All right, now.
Come on. Let's do the work. Let's do the job. So working with Angela, you got to bring it. And I'm one you know who brings it. So Angela was great to work with. Now, James Avery. James and I acted such a fool on set and carried on. Because, you know, it was a lot of kids running around. So we would be over in the corner carrying on, talking adult stuff. But he was also a very, very fine actor. And we're all, of course, going to miss him. Now, Whitney, you know the church scene when the choir is marching in and preaching twice? I was sitting in the church pew, and Whitney started to sing. And I was interviewed right after that shoot that day. And the journalist asked me, Miss Lewis, what do you think of Whitney Houston's voice? Now, you got to understand, she was singing gospel.
Oh, yes.
This is her element, right? Baby, all I could tell that journalist was Whitney Houston's voice is without a doubt the eighth wonder of the world. It was amazing. I must tell you, it's Joyce, right?
Yes.
Joyce, it was to be that close in that intimate church in Yonkers, New York, looking up at Whitney Houston sing gospel. It was, you know, people say amazing grace, and I'll tell you that grace is amazing. She was incredible.
Beautiful voice.
And, you know, she also asked me to help her with an act, with her acting, and I did, you know. And, she was a good kid. She was a good kid, and she was late one day because it was a lot of snow on the ground. And she was coming from Jersey. Remember, she used to live in Jersey. And, you know, I had to call and cuss her out. I'm sorry. I said, where are you? She was talking about, she said, oh, mama, I'm on my way. I'm on my way, mama. She'd always call me mama. Mama, mama, I'm on my way. You know how she used to talk so fast. So she was adorable. She had great respect for me, as I did her. And all I can tell you about Whitney is she was a presence.
Yeah.
She was a presence to be reckoned with. She had an incredible voice. And we stayed in touch over the years. She was always very kind. After Whitney and Bobby saw my the movie Jackie's Back, Whitney sent me some roses. And I'll tell you, baby, I'd never seen roses more beautiful. I think they were African roses.
Oh, wow.
And she wrote a card that said, "You my dog." Now, I've never been called a dog before. It was so cute. It was so cute. First of all, I was just happy that, you know, she sent the flowers. And then when I opened the card, I laughed so hard. Because, you know, my generation, we never called each other dogs.
Yes, that's true.
But it was,
generation.
I have to tell you, I thought it was so cute. It made me feel so happy. So, yeah, I miss her. I miss her a lot. I miss her so much. I can't tell you.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer, it was wonderful talking to you. Absolutely wonderful. I love you. I've seen everything that you've done, and you have done a fantastic job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I'm looking
you
forward
guys are great.
To your next project.
Okay, well, Think Like a Man 2 is going to be a great movie.
I will definitely be there to see it.
Okay.
All right, Joy, thank you so much,
Joyce,
for calling and hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, it
yes,
was my
you.
Pleasure. Take care and have a great year.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was an absolute honor, again, to have you on the show. I just want to say that you called as a guest, and you're no longer a guest. You're a family member of this network, and we're going to continue to keep supporting you and everything that you're doing, and we're so blessed to get the opportunity to speak with you. And thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Okay, guys, take care. Happy Black History Month, and we'll talk to you later.
That's right.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And thank you, Joyce. Thank you very much for calling in, Joyce. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
On Screen Radio, D. Slate in the building. That was the beautiful and the talented Miss Jennifer Lewis joining us on the show tonight. Phenomenal time. Phenomenal as usual. We bring some incredible guests on the show with us all the time, and I want to say definitely she was inspiring and definitely hilarious. And make sure you guys check out our new film, Think Like a Man 2, as well as The Wedding Ringer, which will be coming out soon. And make sure you get an opportunity to check out Ventura Boulevard coming to a network near you, so definitely make sure you guys look out for that. Big shout out to Ms. Jennifer Lewis for joining us tonight on the show. Incredible actress, very talented. I mean, 300 movies. I mean, what actor or actress you know can absolutely say something like that? Oh, I've been a part of 300 films, and damn near half the films were mega blockbusters. I mean, it says so much about her character and everything that she's all about. We're going to take a quick music break, when we come back.
Oh, yeah, it's going down, people. It's going down. Real Men Talking is going down when we come back.
D-Slay, CK, A-Town, PJ, we're getting in for on-screen radio, the debut of on-screen radio right here on this lovely Friday, January 31st. Remember what I said, people? Tomorrow is Black History Month. You better act like you know. You better act like you know. And like I said, we got some music coming up right now. We got to play a couple of hits. But when we come back, we're definitely going to get it in. I got some Black Street. I got my girl Charlize. I got some D. Scott. Oh, it's going down right now on Stream Radio. We'll be right back.
Little bitty kiss, baby. I just can't. Lord, you're the best, yeah, that a man could ever ask for, yeah. Baby, you've got style, you've got class. Girl, you make it look so easy, yeah. Ooh. Got every woman wanting to be like you. You're first to death every night, girl.
Announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. On Screen Radio, D-Slay in the building, CK, PJ, and A-Town, my crew for the premiere of On Screen Radio on Fridays on the D-Hour Radio Network. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Definitely playing all your favorite hits. That was our brother Jay Holiday with his new single, Incredible. And all you Arizonians, everybody in Arizona, my man Jay Holiday is coming here for the R&B Music Fest sponsored by Urban AZ It's a two-day event, Friday and Saturday in April. Definitely make sure you guys come out and check my man Jay Holiday out with other acts like Joe, Avant, 112, Silk, Keith Sweat, so many different other acts. Definitely make sure you guys come out and support my man Jay Holiday because D Slate is going to be there, absolutely. And getting it in as always, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the brothers of on-screen radio to do what we do, okay? Because we're bringing this over from the dearly departed Tuesday spot, may it rest in peace, but we're bringing this over, and it's the number one segment of the D-Hour Radio Network we like to call Real Men Talking, and our lovely guest and our lovely producer, our lovely news correspondent, PJ, is going to get an opportunity to hear us in full flame as we get it in for Real Men Talking. Real Men Talking is a segment that we created for women. If women have any relationship or love questions, they would like to ask us because a lot of times, you know, women want to know what's going on with their men, and the worst people to ask is another woman. She ain't a man. She can't tell you nothing about a man or what he's thinking. But, of course, the brothers of the DL Radio Network on screen radio will take their time out to give you the best advice that we possibly can about what's going on with you and your man. Real Men Talking is going down right now. And I'm going to start it off for the brothers. And I know they probably got some questions, too. But I'm going to start it off for the brothers. And question one, this comes from a young lady. She wants to know, Valentine's Day is coming up. She says Valentine's Day is coming up. They're always talking about it's a woman's holiday. What can I do for my man for Valentine's Day because I don't want him to think that it's all about me. What can I do for him? I'm going to start it off with the brother, CK. What do you think?
Can you repeat that one more time? I had a little hard time hearing that.
She said her question was Valentine's Day is coming up. You know, they always saying that Valentine's Day is a woman's holiday, but she wants to do something nice for her man and something special for him. What can she do special for her man for Valentine's Day? CK.
I would have said a nice big 67-inch television in the living room. You know, we got to have it for, you know, when them days when the game come on. But seriously, I mean, we're pretty simple, so we don't ask for a lot. I think a nice hearty meal would do it, you know, maybe some quality time, some alone time, maybe a nice dinner, a movie, something. So we're pretty simple. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to please us men. Nice back massages, you know, get around those chin spots, you know, something that will get our day going. So, hey, we like cards and money, you know. Hey, we take those too. I personally feel that we can work that.
No doubt. A-Town, what you think, bro?
All right, first, you know, I got a comment about the question. The question sounds like she's trying to convince herself that it ain't all about her. So the first thing you should do is not act like it's all about you or that you're doing him a favor by acting like it's not all about you. And two, do what you tell us to do. Pay attention to your man. Don't get him some general man gift. Figure out what he likes, what he would like to do. I mean, you have conversations with him on a regular basis. Get an idea of what he would like Valentine's Day to be like for him. Y'all can do a double. You can do your date and his date. And y'all can do one in the morning and one in the afternoon and do what he wants and what you want. You can pick the time. That's what I say. Don't get general. You know, brother was right. You know, we are simple creatures, but we are complex in a simplicity where, you know, we will get upset if you don't notice how simple we are as reacting. So, keep it simple, stupid.
There it is. Look, I'm gonna take. Of course, you all know how I like to do it. I'm gonna take out my Crocodile Dundee knife and I'm gonna take a stab at it. I'm gonna say this. First of all, like my brother said, we're simple creatures. We don't want, you know, a whole lot of different things. And, you know, I look at it like this. You want your man to be happy, ladies, for Valentine's Day. You want him to feel special. Look, cook him something nice to eat. Okay? Go to your nearest Fresh's of Hollywood or Victoria's Secret, buy something sexy. And not for him, but something for you. You know? And act like the world is about to end that day. The world is about to end. Like nuclear weapons is about to fall. The world is about to straight blow up. Just act like it's about to end and just give him the best night of his life.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, and like CK said, ain't nothing wrong with a 60-inch TV, you know, a nice little PlayStation. You know, I can go down the list, but ain't nothing wrong with those things. There's nothing wrong with those things. But, you know, just simple stuff. You know, just, you know, whatever you can do to make him feel seriously special, to make him feel that he's, you know, he's the man for you and you made the right choice being with him. Anything you can do to make him feel special. That right there would be just fine. You know, that would be just fine. CK, you got any questions?
I haven't got no response today, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go out, you know. So one question I have is, like, I try to understand both sides of the male and female species when it comes to dating. I don't get it, man. I'm trying to understand, like, why is it that when women date a man, and at first, you know, we don't hear any, us guys don't hear, we being a friend, we don't hear anything about this guy at all, but the minute he starts dogging her out, putting her down, call all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, you know, and then she wants to keep in a relationship, and then when it breaks up, she takes him back. And then you got someone that keeps taking that same guy back until they get done with it. Why do they do that? I don't get it.
Hey, Tal, what you think, bro?
Well, men and women operate differently. Men operate, and we value ourselves based on how much we control, what we conquer, you know what I'm saying, the amount of respect, the amount of fear, the amount of admiration. Women judge themselves based on who wants them, how bad they want them, and being wanted and being needed. You can have a man who is everything to his woman, does everything for her, with her, gives her the time, but if he gives the appearance that he doesn't need her, it's going to be a problem. So we operate from two different aspects of wanting, needing, and being with somebody. And in that, a woman will stay a place where it is not necessarily where she wants to be or where she's happy, you know, if she thinks she's wanted or if she can create that illusion. And then leaving sometimes presents the challenge of being alone and by yourself, which in essence represents being unwanted. Maybe even unloved. And so in some cases, you know, bad attention is better than no attention. You know, or a little bit of love is better than no love at all. And the reason they come back is because most women that I've seen, and this is just in my humble opinion, the first time they leave is as a statement to the man to let them know that is a possibility. But it's not them leaving because they want to go. It's leaving because they want the man to understand that this is what can happen. But they have not left. So I tell women, don't leave until you pack your bag. And I'm mentally and physically. You know, because if you come back, then all of a sudden the threat of you leaving it becomes null and void, or it becomes less powerful or less believable. So, you know, women probably need to change how they operate, and when they leave to leave, not leave to make a statement or to see what's going to happen.
There it is. I agree. I think that, if you're having issues, you know, whatever the case may be, you're either going to work them out or not. I mean, if you're not going to do all that, I think you should just kick rocks, and just, you know, like you said, if you're going to leave. Don't leave to make a statement and all this other nonsense. If you're going to do that, that's fine. If you're going to come back, then know what you're coming back into. Okay, because you might have left a lovely looking garden with nice looking roses, and you might come back and it's got weeds and a bunch of dog poop in it. So it really just depends on, you know, your outlook, lady. That's really what it depends on. So moving on, 8 pounds. What you got for us, bro?
All right, this is a thought. Most people probably not going to like it, but it's one that I think is very important. I even wrote it down because I wanted to read it exactly as is. Once you put an expectation on a gift, it becomes a demand or a payment in hopes services to be rendered. So once you put a demand or expectation on love, it turns it into an obsession and emotional blackmail. So let me explain. Some people give love and perform acts of love to receive it in return. But at the point that you do that, it becomes a demand and or it becomes emotional blackmail. I did this for you, but you're not doing this for me. If you love somebody, you do things because you love them. And whether that love is returned or not, it will affect you, but it should not be the determining factor. And I give you an easy for instance. If your kids don't ever thank you for the food you put on the table, you're not going to stop feeding them. You know what I'm saying? Because because you love them, because they're thanking you for it. And if you look at it, if you look at relationships like parent, child, brother, sister, those are the relationships that give you a good idea about what love is really supposed to look like. Love, you can fight with people you love. You can holler and scream, disagree with people you love. But a family never stops being a family because, you didn't go to the movie one day, or you didn't spend one day with me, or I said I love you and you didn't say you love me back, or you didn't say it the way I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? It's more durable, and it's more realistic, and it has a bigger and a longer shelf life. So understand that once you start putting demands or expectations on your love, you are turning it into something else. It turns into a bargaining chip. It turns into an obsession, an emotional blackmail, and it might be one of the reasons why your relationships are so rocky and they end so quick, or they last long and they're so tumultuous.
You know what? Real talk, A-Town, I mean, I feel that, bro. And I think that kind of goes both ways a lot of times with men and women, because women, you know, with them being, you know, more emotional creatures, more emotional beings, I think that, you know, they kind of fall under the category, whereas if certain things aren't being done, you know, for them, you know, they tend to get angry and want to argue or want to move on, you know, whereas with guys, like you said, some people be like, well, I do this for you, this love act for you, why don't you do it for me? So I think you tend to hear a lot of guys doing that. But I think that, like you said, you know, if, you know, something doesn't, you think of a family aspect, you think about the family, you know, just because, you know, this didn't happen or this wasn't washed or this dish or this trash wasn't taken out, the family's still going to be the family, you know, regardless. So I think that, you know, if you said that you were going to be in that relationship and you said that you love that person, you plan on and you want to try being in a relationship with them, I think that, you know, one thing shouldn't define what the whole relationship is all about. You know, just because something wasn't done, you know,
you know, it doesn't mean the relationship is over with. You know, maybe there's reasons why certain things weren't being done, or maybe there's something else behind it. You just have to figure out what it is. But, yeah, I do agree with that, bro. I think that's definitely profound, absolutely. CK?
Well, coming in on it, I agree with both you. You saying you ain't kind that's one of those kind of things, you know, you'd be like, why are you even having this conversation? But I can't really put it how I want to put it, but you both said it pretty well because of the fact that it was like, you know, just because some people practice one way and expect it, you know, and look for it in return, and when they don't get it, they still upset. You know, I'm just going to put it on like this. When it comes to relationships and emotions, it's a dog-eat-dog world out here. And I know for me, I'm not going to tell you something if I don't feel it. And if I don't feel it, I don't think it's best to express it because I would be falsifying myself to you knowing and in truth that I don't really feel that way. And if you try to come to me with it, I don't feel that it's a bad thing, but it may not be where I'm at that moment in time. That's just overall to me, that's just a dog-eat-dog world. You have to be in your P's and Q's, you know, about the whole thing.
That's it. Well, I agree. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and if it ain't enough alcohol or gravy train, we're gonna all end up acting like that. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's all I'm saying. We got our producer, the lovely Miss PJ, in the building, and she's our guest for Real Men Talking. PJ, do you have any statements or questions you'd like to ask the brothers?
Well, A-Town, CK, and the very, very debonair D. Slate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting it very lightly. All of you gave very good commentary. I was sitting back listening, eating popcorn, pondering and trying to wrap my mind around what is being disseminated. However, semicolon, not all women of a female species operate on that module, okay? Women, we are some peculiar creatures, to say the least. We're some emotional creatures, to say the least. But however, my stance has always been, you know, however you feel, a man can have the same evoked emotion. So for as Valentine's Day or any type of specialized, in quotation, holiday that's man-made, I think it's not about the gifts. It's not about the expectation. I believe A-Town touched bases on that. CK spoke more so about the sentiment value. And D-Slate, you spoke more so about the overall experience, about titles and just being able to appreciate one another. But in closing, for Valentine's Day, I want to kind of wrap up on the commentary that was made by the young lady about expectations about receiving something. If you don't look for something, you don't have to worry about how you're going to feel if you don't receive it. And Valentine's Day, along with even Black History and just loving each other in general, if you're in a relationship, it should be 365-fold. There's just a lot of hoopla and just how can I say, franchising for the departmental stores and people of that regard. So I don't really get into it. Hey, you can give me a TV dinner and let's do a Netflix.
A hungry man,
heat it up, get a little, you know, Kool-Aid or something on the side. As long as we're in close proximity and we sit there And we enjoy each other's company because life is just so precious. Let me say that, to say the least. It's so precious, and we have to applaud. We have to celebrate. We have to, you know, be within each other's company, you know, at all times, you know. And I don't mean a stalker-type way, okay? Let me rephrase. But I mean in terms of the same way you treat me for the holidays, the same thing you expect something for the holidays, that's the same type of sentiment we should have 365. Say it
there
with
it
me
is.
Now. 365.
365. There it is. Look at it. This
yeah.
is what I'm going to say, and I appreciate TJ for dropping the female knowledge on us right there. I just want to say for all the couples out there coming up for Valentine's Day, brothers, just do what you do. Just treat your woman right. You should get right in return. Ladies, treat your man right, and you should get right in return. Now, fellas, if you have a woman who's just not treating you right and she expects to get some for Valentine's Day, then this is what you do. She wants some dinner, you know, and something to drink. You know, you go get her an 88-cent banquet dinner at a Walmart, get her a nice little Crystal Light flavor packet. I'm pretty sure she got water at the house, and just, you know, I'm pretty sure she got some nice flowers that grow around her house. Pick a couple of them, you know, and, you know, just let her know how much you really care. That's all I'm saying.
Lisa, can I say something real quick, too, just to wrap up
Absolutely.
The female perspective of things? You know, something just kind of triggered my interest. You know, society puts a lot of pressure on men in particularly, and I'm very partial and empathetic all in one setting for you all because it's like the Jarek commercials seem to come like within a frequency of like every 5 seconds after a commercial,
oh my goodness.
You know.
Speak on it, PJ. Speak on it.
Right. He went to Jarek or, you know, all of these cars and rings and people getting married or, you know, Valentine's Day and so on and so forth. I think people are in love with being in love, and I think some people lose the value of why we even decided to, you know, link up or hook up or whatever you want to call it in your generation. But, again, take it back to basics, you know. After the 14th, you have the 15th. Are you going to feel the same way after 11:59? Same with Christmas. So let that gift or let that, you know, same sentiment be 365, you know, because if you can't treat me right on the 13th, it's no need to even go out your way on the 14th. And the 15th, we're back to where we started, you know. So it's all about the illusion and about the show. If you want to play it that way, that's cool. But understand, at some point, all good things come to an end or we can extend, you know, and that's my platform.
I mean, you know, real talk, PJ, before I get off that, I appreciate that, absolutely. I just want to say you're right. You know, they do put a lot of pressure on the brothers, especially, you know, you mentioned the commercial about Jarek, he went to Jarek. I mean, y'all know I'm a humanitarian guy. I'm a nice guy. You know, I like the preservation of all human beings. But real talk, the dude from the Jared commercial, I want to whoop his ass. I'm not even going to lie. I'm really not going to lie on that. Just know that, you know, when they say, he went to Jared. First of all, how do you know Jared don't sell Cuban zirconia? How do you know he didn't steal the ring? Real talk. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. You can ask certain questions at any level. Because the first thing somebody say, because I'm married now, I don't deal with the other stuff, but when a woman used to talk about diamonds to me, I'd be like, are they conflict diamonds? And do you care? Because if you don't care, I don't care what about what you care about diamonds. And then right there, it just ends all the conversation. They're like, you got to bring politics and everything. I'm like, today I'm in everything. So I'll do it, Jared. I was never pressured about diamonds, all that kind of mess. And I always tell women, and this is about being honest, too. Whenever I got with a woman, I let her know where I was and what I was and wasn't going to do. You know, like, I'm like, I'll give it to you on a 24/7 basis. Because if you don't give something to your woman on Valentine's Day and that's the issue, you ain't taking care of your business, and vice versa for women.
That's real.
You know,
that's real talk.
I don't, The only day that my wife will bug out if she doesn't get anything is for a birthday, and that's because birthdays in our family are the holidays that we celebrate the most. But other than that, she's well taken care of, and she gives.
But you should. But you know what, A-Town. But you should. You should celebrate a birthday like that because that's the celebration of the existence of that person. So yeah, you definitely should celebrate it like that. I mean, all this other nonsense. I mean, real talk. I mean, yeah, you could probably say Valentine's Day is for the ladies. So you know what, ladies? I'm going to say it right now on screen radio. March 17th is a new holiday. It's called Your Man's Day. So look, going out there on March 17th, get something for your man, whatever it is. Okay, I've been pitching it a holiday for some years now, so I'm going to keep pitching it every year. March 17th is Your Man's Day, okay? Your Man's Day. So get on out there, get something for your man for March 17th. I mean, you just do what you got to do. That's all I'm saying. Right here. On screen radio, you know?
If I'm not mistaken,
it's
so
Your
long
Man's
you
want Day.
Something green, right?
Huh?
Yeah, St. Patty's Day, March 17th. Yeah. So
it's
St. Patty's Day. It
certainly is. Boom. But you know what, PJ? It's still fresh. So, boom, let's do it like this. March 12th is Your Man's Day. Let's go ahead and just move it up a couple of days. March 12th is Your Man's Day. I don't even want to mess with the Irish. So let's go ahead and put it March 12th is Your Man's Day.
Right, and that may pose as a threat. You know, they say kiss me if I'm Irish. So what if they're not Irish? So, you know, yeah, move it up 5 days. Give them some planning time. That's
no doubt. On-screen radio, real men talking. That's how we do it all the time right here on-screen radio every week on Friday nights. And make sure you guys, make sure you tune in with us. If you have any questions, ladies, relationship questions, definitely make sure you can email it to us, thehourshow@gmail.com. You can send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. We're gonna play a couple more hits when we come back. We're going to close it out on this lovely Friday night. You know how we do it, just playing music as always. I got some Talib Kweli. I got my man Jaheim with his new single right here on screen radio. Let's get it.
Hey, you. Yeah. Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Except that this ain't standing now. Yeah.
Girl, you're outstanding.
Don't let them waste no time. Let's get it, girl, cause tonight is ours.
Why you walking, everybody watching you closely? Hitting them high notes, nothing about you low-key. Just let it register, body is unreal. It's animated like Jessica Rabbit, a cartoon. Wanna stab like a harpoon. These dudes just ride a club and desert your body like an oasis. The thirst is so real, you can see it all in their faces. Especially when you drop it low. Baby, you gotta know. Girl, you be killing them, filling them with no kind of hope. Dude on the block like he's selling dope. Out of shoes and a watch you tell he broke. Don't stop with the lies he's telling folks. You can't see with a telescope. Celebrating, holding glasses up like Sarah Palin knows. Love it in a glove and a telescope, but you hate that your hair gotta smell like smoke. They ask you what is it in phone. Niggas try to fix the prices. Never dealt with chicks before. You ain't got to lick a life. Still you down to live your life. And dude is down to split the slice of pie. You like to master act to fly till you hit it right. Hey, you girl with the tight up skirt in the back of the club where they light up her. Known to drop it like a stripper with her night off work. They make it rain and you stuff them dollars right in your purse.
From your hips to your thighs, except for this time standing now. Yeah.
Girl, you're outstanding.
So let's not waste no time. Let's get it, girl, cause tonight is ours.
Looking for somebody who can fill in the spot, fill in the blank, yeah, shorty, you've been sipping a lot, fill in the drink as it seeps to your head, you erase your regrets, throw another shot back as you race to forget. Yeah, the night just started, we both parted from ex-love. Sleep won't make you forget him, baby, but sex does. Swear you ain't looking for no one-night stand, but you prepared to risk it all for that one right man. That's me, let's have a toast to your future, I know you want to. Leave your ex in the past, don't let him haunt you. The last argument was World War III, but follow me, I introduce you to that bourgeoisie. Talk is cheap, welcome to the All That Show. You be my Bridget Bardot, I be your Serge Gainsbourg. Give you what you came for, let me get that car dough. Have you ever made love in the Lambo Gallardo? From your hips to your thighs, it's ever the time you're standing now. Yeah, I'm standing. Yeah, so let's not waste no time. Let's get it go, cause tonight is on.
Step up, step up. Beat it up, cut the chase. Go in for first place before the mother cats try to get ya, get ya. Moving them hips, killing me with every zip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. But what's that go down as you turn me down? But this time around, I'm out of here.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh,
baby, what you getting
into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't leaving without you. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I've never seen nothing like
like you.
The body that shape is your claim to fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. I want your body, yeah, yeah. Oh, what you drink, what you sip, I got the next round. Martini and goose now, tell me what's up, what's up. Conversation my eyes is having with your thighs. Don't get me out of line, they better shut up, shut up. You're moving them hips, killing me with every trip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. The worst that goes down is you turn me down. You're feeling your boy now, so I doubt it, shorty.
Hey, how you doing?
Baby, what you getting into? I don't know what your name is or who you came with.
I ain't leaving without you.
I've never seen nothing like you. Cause the body that shape is your claim to fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. I want your body. Your body. Oh, yeah. Hey,
hey,
hey, I want your body. Your body, your body. Think your love was what you love. Love to get to know you better. Let's go somewhere, anywhere, I don't care. Long as we can ride together. One more sip, wet your lips, we can dip. I slip that tip to violate. Yours up full halogen, yep, yep, she modeling. I just have to say, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, how you doing? Baby, what you getting into?
Baby, what you getting into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with.
Oh, girl, I ain't leaving without you. Seen nothing like you. Cause the body that shape is your claim to fame.
Girl, I ain't leaving without you.
Ooh.
Hey,
hey, baby, what's that in your cup? You need to let me fill that up. You know I'm trying to see what's up with you.
Hey,
and I ain't thinking about your man. He should have held you by the hand. Cause I'm your number one fan.
Girl, I ain't leaving without you.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke.
In history, I learned that I'm trapped.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DL Radio Network on Spring Radio. D. Slate, H-Town, TK, and our lovely producer PJ is in the building hanging out with us on this lovely Friday, January 31st. We are in the wind down time right now. It's time to wind it down, close it out for the night. I want to say huge shout out to the beautiful and the talented Miss Jennifer Lewis for calling in and hanging out with us tonight. We had an incredible time with her. Definitely make sure you guys check out her new movies coming out, Think Like a Man 2, Wedding Ringer. She's also involved with Ventura Boulevard, so definitely make sure you guys look out for that. Coming to a network near you, wherever you're at, all over the country. She's doing her thing, Miss Lewis is, so definitely make sure you guys check her out on Twitter, Facebook, you know, Google her. You know, people like to say Google me. You know, Google Jennifer Lewis, and you'll get all the information that you need. She's a family member on the DL Radio Network now, so we're definitely proud to have her, and definitely we had a fantastic time with her, and definitely thank her for joining us tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us on the new debut of On Screen Radio with our lovely producer PJ. And right now it's time for round table to close it out for this lovely Friday night. CK, any closing comments for tonight, brother?
Well, I have fun coming in tonight, you know, can you choose these slaves, CJ, and I know you're going to be cool, brother, real cool. I have fun. Jennifer Lewis is very, very deep, and she kept it real, and I love that about when we have guests like that come on the show and keep it real. So, big kudos to her for it. But, to let you know, I'm working on, I'm trying to get into Hollywood myself, too. So, you know, I got a few movie ideas that I want to direct. So, you know, run that by with my guy real quickly before we go. All right.
Do what you do, bro.
Here we go. Miley Cyrus, Beyonce in a movie together. Twerking and drunk. How about that?
No
way. I think that'll work. Twerking and drunk in the rain. I think that will work. And then how about this, you know, Justin Bieber can do a movie called Which I Did Again, and he can actually do a remake of Britney Spears' song, Which I Did Again, and also the soundtrack, he could do Smooth Criminal. You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal. I mean, you know, he already doing it already, so why? That's another idea I had for him. And then last but not least, the biggest one I can think of is I'm a thug.
There it is.
Okay.
That's it, baby. That's it. Eight pounds. Let me close the comments for tonight, bro.
I don't know how you follow that one. I think I had a thought and it left right about drunk twerking. My thing is, my word for 2014 is just do.
Just do.
And whatever it is, do. And going back to Ms. Lewis. One thing that I don't know if people might have noticed is that in her statements and her show of consistency, she is doing now what she did then. And I mean before and after things. And so many times we get caught up thinking that once we attain something that we have to do something different to maintain it. When you don't, you do exactly what got you there. And I appreciate the fact that her consistency is an example of doing just what you did and might have to do more of it, but not having to change who you are to keep what you got.
There it is, baby. On-screen radio. PJ, any closing comments from our lovely producer?
Absolutely. I wanted to say it's been a pleasure being on the first segment of On-Screen Radio. This is your producer speaking. It's such an honor, D-Slick, for you to give a platform, A-Town as well as CK. It's been more than a pleasure being on. And I definitely wanted to say a huge, huge thank you to The Hour Show Radio Network style, to our special guest, my Aquarius sister, you know, who's giving timeless and effort of herself, effortlessly to herself, to Hollywood, and sharing her crafts and talent. So to my Instagram friend and my Facebook friend, Jennifer, you are fabulous, pun intended, and we're going to continue to support you. As, you know, to our listening audience, thank you for supporting us here on the The Hour Show Radio Network. We're on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. Definitely hit us up. And if you want to be on the show, definitely www.dslate.
blogtalk.com/thehourshow or thehourshow@gmail.com.
Boom, there you have it. So definitely tune in. We're on Sunday to Sunday, and you can any of our shows. I just made a new word. So I'm really ecstatic about that. Definitely archive is
nope.
The correct terminology. Archive. Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. And I just want to say, CK was right. I heard Miley Cyrus is going to be writing a book called I Twerk and It Didn't Work. I also heard that Justin Bieber is going to be writing a book called Why Can't I Be One of the Brothers? Look, I just want to say, I want to say thank you to everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Another lovely on-screen radio. Big shout out to the beautiful Miss Jennifer Lewis. Guys, thank you so much. Tune in to Indie Up Saturday with Ray Cole and Mitri D, a.k.a. No Reason. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in. The Hour Radio Network, we'll see you guys next time in the Funny Papers. Miley, Justin, I feel your pain. Do what you do. It's On Screen Radio. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, now tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want. Showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.